Keeping people healthy and therefore happy is one of our primary jobs here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, medical expert who runs Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. Tell you more about connecting with Dr. Ken as we connect with the news of the week. Among other things, there are a lot of ingredients to this hour, as there are to all the hours that we do here when it comes to your health and well-being. I really think that we are offering a service that is unlike any other on the radio, and thus lots of people every week tune in to listen to what Ken has to say and what Jack has to say about medicine from different perspectives. Ken is interested in evidence, not that Jack isn't, but Ken is somebody who has been through a conventional system and admits to not using much of anything. I love it when you talk about that. I don't use anything I learned in school.
No. Well, that doesn't mean I don't use conventional
wisdom. No, but you use different things because things are changing so fast.
I just use information that because of the new information.
Yeah.
So much of it has come out since I've been in school.
Yeah, right. All right. Let's get caught up on some more of the information that has come out this week in the various journals of medicine. One of the things that has people buzzing is what happens to men in Western culture, and what has happened, what's happening, I guess, present, what has happened, and maybe what will happen in terms of sperm count if you keep your device close to your front pocket, if you know what I mean.
Yes. This is a very important story because sperm counts, Doug, are much more than just fertility. They're a general measure of overall health. Mm-hmm. And this comes out this week in the medical journal Human Reproduction Update that sperm counts in Western countries, they've more than halved in recent decades. Outside of these countries, however, the decline is not significant. Sperm counts, of course, have implications for fertility, but as I mentioned, low counts have also been associated with increased risk of death. Sperm counts are a general indicator of overall health, and a low count may be a sign we're living in a toxic environment. From 1973 to 2011, which is what this study covered, the results were clear and a little surprising. Men from Europe, North America, Australia, and New Zealand, they had a 52.4% decline in sperm concentration and a 59.3% decline in total sperm count. In contrast, Doug, no significant decline was found in men from Asia, South America, and Africa. So decline in semen quality, it's been previously associated with such things as pesticides, heat, lifestyle factors like diet, smoking, stress, and body mass index. I have a suspicion, and we've reported about this in preliminary studies in the past, that guys putting their cell phones in the pocket is having an effect on sperm counts, and I think processed foods is having an effect on sperm counts.
And fat, the amount of fat there is in foods.
Exactly.
That kind of stuff. So let's carry it one step further, Ken, if we may, talking about devices, put them in your pocket. And this may go for any kind of a phone. The old flip phones, they all radiate. This is radiation. They all radiate.
Correct.
And so when you use the phone, this is just me and how I use it. I don't think I've ever seen you on a cell phone.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Maybe you haven't seen me speak on it, but I use it quite a bit.
Well, normally when I call you, it's on your cell phone, right?
Correct.
So, yeah. All right. So, anyway, the idea of holding the phone, I put mine on speaker, and I hold it about 4 inches away from my mouth.
Good.
And I discovered by doing that, when the other person is talking, there's a bit of air that flushes out of the speaker that's pointed to the same place as the microphone, so it's pointed at you, so you can feel a little bit of air, and I'm told that's the cooling part. Imagine that this little device has a cooler in it. And so it heats up when there's a voice speaking to it. There's movement of energy. And so it cools the machine down. And that's what you can almost hear and feel what comes out of the phone at the same time.
And actually, the highest amount of radiation given off by a cell phone is when it's connected on the phone.
When it's connected.
When you're on a phone call.
Yes.
And the levels are much, much lower when you're not on a cell, on a phone call.
Yeah, right. But still don't put it in a pocket next to your heart. Don't carry it next to your head. Don't put
well,
it in your pants.
If you want to have a family, don't put it in your pants next to your privates. And that's been shown in some small preliminary studies. And I think this whole area needs to be studied a lot further because I think that there is something here and we need to understand it.
Yep. Well, there's all those the waves that are floating all around us for everything. My God, you have no idea when you walk around how it is that the stuff that gets to the radio, for example, those waves and the waves that come from television, the waves from the various intercommunications that are done by even police back and forth. And
this was a very serious study. It was done as a joint effort between Hebrew University and Mount Sinai in New York City. So this was done well and thoughtful, and there's something here.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. Word to the wise is sufficient. Okay, item number two in this sort of same league, you'll pardon the pun, is the study of players' brains, football players, NFL players' brains. This is a combo, I guess, an amalgamation of brain studies, but it still has the same damning impact, does it not?
Well, Doug, you started beating this drum early, and I know you got pushback, but the momentum is going with you. I'm going to preface this study by saying this is a biased study. It was only from football players who donated their brains. And when you're donating your brain, you have a suspicion there's something wrong. So I'm going to go over this study, but just realize it is not a randomized study. It's a biased study. But I think it's also very important. This was published this week in the Journal of the American Medical Association, we fondly call JAMA. And what they report is that 99% of former NFL players who donated their brains to science turned out to have the devastating disorder, chronic traumatic encephalopathy. That's CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy, which I'm going to now call CTE. CTE, it's a degenerative brain disease. Evidence of CTE also was found in 91% of the brains donated by college football players, 88% of those from Canadian football players, and a whopping 21% of brains donated by high school players. CTE tends to occur, Doug, in people who experience repetitive brain damage. It shows up at autopsy as abnormal protein clumps and other signs of brain damage. You can't diagnose this yet, unfortunately, when the person's alive, only after death. People with the disorder, they experience problems with thinking and memory, mood disorders, and behavioral problems. Some of the symptoms that can occur include lack of impulse control, aggression, depression, impaired judgment, memory loss, paranoia, confusion, and progressive dementia. I wonder if OJ has any of this. Currently, CTE can only be diagnosed after death. And again, this is a biased study. They only counted donated brains.
Mm-hmm. But it still points in the same direction, and the way it points isn't good.
99%.
So when I tell you, from my perspective, any parent that encourages his youngster to play in football leagues in high school, even in college, are irresponsible parents. There's too much information now that leads you. You make your own decisions, but you're making a decision not only for yourself and your own ego, but your children's future. I think people would have a different – this would all come down differently if people looked at it that way, don't you?
Well, it's a huge industry with huge passions and emotions. I'm in one of the epicenters in Florida.
Florida, Texas, Ohio.
Yeah, exactly. And it's a big issue. And I think that you're not ever going to convince people not to play it. I think the solutions are making the game safer, but you know that goes counter to a lot of people thinking the game. But this is a big, big public safety issue.
Yeah. All right, food for thought for sure. We'll focus on statins and the news that Ken has found on taking statins in a matter of moments. Now some food for thought.
A new animal study showed mice that consumed a diet containing walnuts, equivalent to about 2.5 ounces per day in humans, had positive shifts in certain factors of sperm quality, an indicator of male fertility. Longevity wellness expert Dr. Michael Roizen.
it's not surprising that the study indicates walnuts may be beneficial to male reproductive health. Similar results were seen in a previous study of healthy young men, real humans, not just mice. But this new study found that mice fed a walnut-rich diet showed a reduction in lipid peroxidation, a process that otherwise damages sperm cells.
Although more research is needed to understand how these findings may impact the human population, Dr. Roizen highlights the benefits of a walnut-rich diet.
Eating a handful of heart-healthy walnuts a day is a delicious way to add important nutrients to your diet, including vitamins, fiber, protein, and good fats like ALA omega-3s. Walnuts are easy to incorporate into your favorite recipes.
For more information, go to walnuts.org.
When you need, spends a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Ow, what the?
Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need Gold Bond Pain and Itch Relief Cream with lidocaine. Gold Bond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. Gold Bond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star Medicated Ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
All right, so Ken, let's get the lowdown on this study of smokers and what happens when they are screened, their lungs are screened.
Medical Journal Thorax this month. CT screening, it's now being used, Doug, to evaluate smokers at high risk of developing lung cancer. And there's been a concern that you might get a normal CT scan and then go and smoke even more. But the good news from this study is that smokers who undergo a CT scan of their lungs, they're more likely to quit than those who do not.
So if you are screened, people who screen are usually worried about something, or are they smart enough to do it as a matter of course? Because lung x-rays are not as common as they used to be.
Well, there's been now approval from a big study that screening frequent smokers with CT scanning is a good idea to prevent lung cancer or get it early. And the concern was that if you had a normal CT scan, you'd go and smoke even more. But that's not the results of this study.
So next time I'm in your office, maybe I need to go in there and get a CAT scan of my lungs. It hadn't been done for a long, long time.
Well, you never smoked.
That's true. Thank you. Thank you, and good day. 21 after the hour with Dr. Ken.
This report is brought to you by Northwestern Medicine. The three most common and severe threats to cardiovascular health in the United States are heart failure, heart attack, and stroke. These potentially fatal conditions are treated in hospitals across America, but Northwestern Memorial Hospital in Chicago has become a leader in the treatment of heart failure and other cardiovascular diseases. In fact, the Bloom Cardiovascular Institute at Northwestern Memorial is ranked number one for survival rate of heart failure patients and number two for survival of patients suffering from heart attack or stroke. Dr. Clyde Yancey, Chief of Cardiology at Northwestern Memorial Hospital.
Northwestern Medicine has taken a nation-leading position in heart failure through a disease-specific, patient-level approach that involves identifying and then treating patients earlier in their disease, it is now possible to delay and even prevent heart failure. Mechanical pumps and transplants are important, but the future is in restoring heart function and ultimately the prevention of heart failure.
To learn more, visit heart.nm.org.
America, it's time for some straight talk. You love your phone. Look at you. You hardly put it down. But you don't love that expensive wireless plan, do you? So what if I told you you can keep that phone, network, and number two for half the cost? Well, this is me telling you. It's time to switch to Straight Talk, guys. Bring your own phone and get unlimited plans starting at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the kitchen where you'll bake your baby's smash cake. The extra bedroom where your sister will constantly crash. You're looking for a garage where you'll park bicycles, tricycles, and every mode of transportation, except your car.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
Stefan with Dr. Ken Kronhaus on this hour of Good Day Health. We're continuing to review some of the studies, some of the information, some of the results of a lot of studies. So as Ken is a cardiologist, he practices at Lake Cardiology. And by the way, those of you who want to get close up, close and personal with Ken for a really great exam and a good feeling about what's going on in your body, knowing what's going on, that's why I swear by him and I bring the people that are closest to me to see him so that I can trust in what knowledge we have. And if there's something that needs to be addressed, we address it. So those of you who want that same thing, the impact is huge when you learn what's going on in your body. And you can find that out by going to Dr. Ken. Phone number for the office is 352-735-1400. That's 352-735-1400 for Dr. Ken in Florida. Cardiologist, you've been on the statin bandwagon, but you have your favorites and then you have those you don't like, but you found statins in your experience to be, in terms of cholesterol lowering drugs, ways to lower cholesterol at the top. There are a lot of people who say it doesn't make a difference with your cholesterol number.
Well, I have found them to be life prolonging and heart attack preventing and stroke preventing medications. And cardiologists actually use them a lot more to lower inflammation in the circulation, stabilizing plaque so it doesn't rupture to cause heart attack and stroke. And this is out of the Annals of Internal Medicine this week, Doug, because anyone in medicine, any physician, any provider, nurse practitioner, physician's assistant who prescribes statins knows that many people will stop them. There's so much statin propaganda out there on the internet.
Statin static.
But stopping a cholesterol-lowering drug because of muscle ache or stomach ache, Doug, the news this week is that it can be dangerous in the long run. People who stop taking statins after reporting a side effect are 13% more likely to die or have a heart attack or stroke over the next 4 years than people who keep taking the drugs. These are the facts, not the propaganda. Despite the overwhelming evidence in favor of statins, a quarter to a half of all patients, Doug, stop taking the drugs within 6 months to a year. And this is definitely my experience. Anyone who prescribes knows this. It's important to tell your doctor. Here's my advice. It's important that you tell your doctor about any possible side effects from statins, because there may be other options. There are many different generic statins now that can be tried. The good news is if you can't tolerate one statin, you may be able to tolerate another. Crestor and Lipitor, the most effective and expensive. Now, they're both in excellent generics that are not very expensive. I had a patient just this week for $18, got 3 months of generic Crestor rosuvastatin just this week. Alternatively, your doctor may try giving a smaller dose of the statin. I find that especially for rosuvastatin or Crestor, you know, if you take it every other day at first, that may be an effective way to get used to it. But don't do this on your own. Talk to your doctor. Doctors do sometimes have to take people off of statins. This is depending on the severity of the side effects, the person's risk of cardiovascular disease, and there are other factors. But if anything comes up, do talk to your doctor. Don't just say, oh, I hate it. And when you read about statins on the internet, there's plenty of statin propaganda. They'll tell you about the risk of taking it, but they won't tell you about your personalized risk of not taking it, which is so important.
Mm-hmm. I have tried those, the homeopathic sort of statins, red rice yeast and red yeast rice, and that seems to have done, now I'm down to, I think, under 180 or something.
The only issue with red yeast rice, and I used to think that that was a statin, the FDA a couple of years ago told the manufacturers to get the statin out of red yeast rice, and now we don't know what's in red yeast rice.
Yeah. All right. Word to the wise, lots of info continues with Dr. Ken here on Good Day Health.
When you need, spends a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Ow, what the?
Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Ow. Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need Gold Bond Pain and Itch Relief Cream with lidocaine. Gold Bond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. Gold Bond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the kitchen where you'll bake your baby's smash cake. The extra bedroom where your sister will constantly crash. You're looking for a garage where you'll park bicycles, tricycles, and every mode of transportation, except your car.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to Barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Summer. It's all about freedom. Endless days, throwing out the rules and having whatever you want, whenever you want. In celebration of this no rules mantra, we've got CEO of MomTrends.com, Nicole Feliciano, here to talk about taking breakfast beyond the morning hours and encouraging you to enjoy it any time of day with easy to make, no muss, no fuss breakfast ideas. Hello, Nicole.
How are you today?
So how do you do it? How do you break the mold and get breakfast incorporated into every meal of the day?
By making sure you have protein that the whole family loves. For us, it's Smithfield brand. Hometown original bacon, anytime favorites ham, and fresh breakfast sausage.
Got some good meal ideas for us?
Avocado toast, an egg, hometown original bacon, and also some anytime favorite sliced ham. Another trend that we're absolutely loving is the breakfast bowl. Steel-cut oats, fresh fruits and vegetables, a sunny-side-up egg, and we put in Smithfield bacon and cubed ham. Quick and easy to prepare.
So how do we find out more?
Head to smithfield.com and be sure to follow them on social media to get even more ideas for using breakfast for all of your meals with the family.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late. We stay informed. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives.
This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one. Together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at businessandburgers.com. Go check out our new video. It's up right now.
Maybe you're asking yourself, who is that guy in the mirror? What happened to the guy with the brass knuckle attitude? Maybe he just needs to decide, is that a tie around his neck or a leash? Join the Brotherhood of Muscle with an available 485-horsepower Dodge Charger or Dodge Challenger GT, the world's first all-wheel drive two-door muscle car at the Dodge Drive and Discover event. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Moments from this program over the years. Dr. Ken Kronhaus has been part of the Good Day program for quite a long time. He's here because he helps you perform better, feel better, think better about yourself and your physical feeling. One of the top cardiologists in the country. Happy to have him here with a way to facilitate you being in better shape and thinking about some of the other things that are going on in the world of medicine. I thought it was interesting, Ken, to note that the poison control centers have reported a 50% increase in calls about supplements in the last year or so. More of the calls are related to incidents affecting children under the age of six. Why would you be giving, unless they're actually, I don't want to say prescribed, but that's just bad parenting. Give your children things that mostly are not these things, the minerals and the herbs and the vitamins and stuff are for adults, not for kids.
Right. I saw this study, and what I think they're picking up on, and I talk to ER docs, I hear them talk about this all the time. I think that they're, you know, look in your house, there's just so many more supplements. And the kids see them as candy, and they're just going at them. They're not taking them as prescribed. They're taking them inappropriately.
So you put them in a place where the kids can't get at them.
That's the problem. Yes, that's what's going on.
No common sense whatsoever. I bet I have 100 bottles of...
And when your grandson comes, I hope they're high up on
way, them. Way, way. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Exactly, but that's what's happening.
Yeah, okay. So that's good to clarify that. So the continuing focus on the business of fat around your belly, I just while you were having that conversation about being the 34 inch waist and the being 5'8" or whatever it is, 5'9". I'm 5'8", so we're both in the same ballpark more or less.
Yes,
this is called abdominal adiposity. Is that right? A-D-I-P-O-S-I-T-Y. Am I looking in the right?
That's the most common reason why you become. It's called being overfat.
Overfat.
And it's just having too much fat in the wrong place. And the most common and most concerning is the one that you're describing. It's just too much fat in the belly.
Yeah.
And the problem with this is that you can have a normal weight on the scale. You can have a normal body mass index, BMI, but you can be overfat. And that will set you up for heart attacks, strokes, high blood pressure, even cancer.
Yep. Get rid of it.
And the way you figure it is you want your waist to be not more than 50% of your height, and all of this is in inches.
Yep. All right. You sent me something about wheat that was pretty compelling. There is a lot of focus on grains. When you talk about the best way to stay healthy, you say there are five wholesome grains that people should be eating. And I think there's controversy about wheat You know, I suppose they have a gluten allergy. That's a wheat allergy. I wonder about wheat germ and the oil, wheat germ oil, all of these things that come about. There was a documentary that basically focuses on how devastating wheat is on our health. So do we say that just about wheat, or do we say it about all grains?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm a big fan of whole grains, but I had this pitch to me this week from someone who apparently has done some research in this area and wanted to be a guest. And that's what I sent to you. Mm. And I didn't know whether they knew more than everybody else or that it was just, a bunch of not wheat, but baloney. And I was hoping that you, being really an incredibly experienced person in this field, would help enlighten us.
Well, I think that what Ken's referring to is my being an agrarian, an agriculturalist, if you will, a farmer. I'm curious about all forms of farming. Certainly the type of thing that I do doesn't have anything to do specifically with wheat, although we do feed the cows bread.
But you talk about getting back to as close to the ground as you can,
right?
Natural food. And I think that is so important. And I didn't know whether the person who wrote this book had a point or they were in the weeds.
The book that Ken's talking about is called What's with Wheat? And this is, and then there's a documentary that follows the book that focuses on wheat crops. And you know, if you're out in the Midwest, you're in the grain zone, or in Alberta, or Saskatchewan, in Canada, there are miles. You can drive for tens, if not hundreds, of miles in the areas that are off the beaten path, and see just thousands, tens of thousands of acres of wheat being grown, because it's important to food. It's also used a lot in cosmetics, which I bet a lot of people don't know. And it has, in whatever the ingredients are in modern wheat, it's sort of addictive. And that's one of the reasons I think when you go, I fall into this trap. The other night we had some soup, and I had a roll that was made from wheat, and I have a gluten allergy, and an hour after I have the roll, and I know it. But yet I love these rolls, and I try to stay away from them because I'm trying to be conscious of what you were saying a few minutes ago about the 34-inch waist and not wanting that to get. I want to move it up so that I have a bigger chest and not so much in my stomach. And so,
is it the natural wheat that's addictive,
no,
or is it something they put in it that's
no,
addictive?
No, the way – here we are again back at Monsantoville, and what people are not realizing is how insidious – this whole thing with Monsanto is. It isn't just about Roundup and corn. Corn is an example. Wheat is an example. Soy is an example. All the big grains or all the important foodstuffs, the seeds are controlled. The production of the seed, the selling of the seed is controlled by Monsanto or Dow. And, yeah, they put things in this to make it grow bigger and faster. And this is what we're running up against. So the wheat of today, Ken, is not your grandfather's wheat. That's basically the bottom line. And that's, kind of what you need to know. The rate of celiac disease and gluten sensitivity is based on how, and you could probably say this for peanuts, too, because they're controlling everything. People do not understand how insidious this company is, and how it's inveigled itself into food production in pretty much every layer in every country in the world. And they've modified the seeds so that it grows faster and bigger, and you got more, but more doesn't mean better. So if that's what you were looking for in my interpretation of this, you got it. That's the bottom line when it comes to wheat and the problems with it.
So where do we find good wheat?
I think that's a challenge. I don't know that you're going to find. I know in the world of corn that I, not only for sweet corn, for the farmers' markets and that sort of thing, but the cows eat what we call cow corn, silage corn, and I go, you have to find open pollinated seed. That is seed that has not been touched or maneuvered, if you will. And that's hard. It's harder and harder to find. So if you can find some original wheat seeds, some, they have to exist somewhere.
Wow.
But where is a good question, because it's very hard to find. So I'm pretty positive about my life and what's going on in the world. But, man, when I look at this stuff, I'm not positive. It'll get you bigger. Yeah, absolutely. More and more and more. You can grow tons more wheat and corn and soybeans using these Monsanto tools, but at the end of the day, what kind of health? You maybe feed people, say, well, we've got to feed the world, and we need to grow more and sell more, more profit. Yeah, yeah, but what are you growing or what are you selling? And what's the outcome of eating this crap at the end of the day? And that's your question, and that's the right question. And so the wheat stuff today, eat at your own risk. You do. Yeah, pretty much. But that's the bottom line. All right. So let's talk about staying healthy using performance-enhancing veggies, non-GMO beets that are grown for super beets. This is a vegetable that delivers dietary nitrates. What do they do? Why do we need this, Ken?
This sounds really wonderful. The Nobel Prize, 1998, was given for a discovery in 1988 of nitric oxide, a third important gas. If you went to school before this time, you've never even heard about it, but it's so important that it got the Nobel Prize, and you must continuously make nitric oxide in your body or your body won't function properly. We all remember how the red blood cells carry the oxygen from head to toe. There are these 60,000 miles of circulatory pathways that the red blood cells have to get through. And like a garage door opener, the red blood cell has to signal the blood vessels to open up, to let them in. And the way the blood vessels react is by being squirted with this nitric oxide. And your body needs to continuously remake nitric oxide, so you need the building blocks. The way to get these building blocks of nitric oxide is from beets, but you'd have to eat a truckload, and it's very hard. So this Neogenes company, put together with the help of a physiologist at Baylor University, they make two products. Super Beets, which gives you a big boost of nitric oxide, avoiding those caffeinated high-energy drinks if you want to work out or you get a little bit of fatigue mid-afternoon, can't get that nap. Super Beets is a wonderful way to get a boost, a big jolt of nitric oxide. And then you need a maintenance level, your tank of nitric oxide in your body. Get those saliva test strips from Neogenes. Test it. If it's not nice and pink, meaning you have good nitric oxide levels, get their Neo 40 product. This helps you get the tank level up in your body so you can continuously make nitric oxide. Your blood pressure will be good. You'll feel nice and energetic. Your body from head to toe will communicate properly, because this also is a signaling molecule in the body. You need nitric oxide, and there's a wonderful natural way to get it.
I could listen to Ken all day long talking about the value and the virtue of Super Beets. We've been talking about them here on this program for 3 years. This is the top of the line. This is the best. Call 800-655-4183 for Super Beets. 800-655-4183.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to Geico than saving you money, Geico also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the Geico app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite!
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
When you need it, spends a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Ow, what the?
Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Ow. Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need Gold Bond Pain and Itch Relief Cream with lidocaine. Gold Bond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. Gold Bond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
Divers fear the bends. However, what does decompression sickness feel like? I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll share a few signs and symptoms next. Scuba
Radio. This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Decompression sickness, or the bends, is a risk divers minimize with proper training. However, it can happen. Pain in the joints is the most common symptom. Numbness, headache, fatigue, motor weakness, nausea, or an unexplained skin rash can be a sign as well. If you or your buddy encounters any of those after a dive, get help now. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge. Scuba Radio.
This Good Day Health with a Tip. I'm Doug Steffen. If you're considering getting a run or you do like a lot of biking in the summertime when it's really hot, you might want to reconsider because according to some medical information this week, it may be actually a waste of your time. According to research being conducted in the city of Omaha, you may want to take your exercise indoors. The professor at the School of Health and Kinesiology studying subjects in a fairly unique workout chamber. They call it temperature-optimized physical training, experimenting with how exercising in different climates can affect your muscles, your main muscles that make you move. This is what the focus was on. This team of researchers started by having people work out in hot and humid conditions. They found the heat wasn't doing much to build muscle or for the subjects to become healthier. The heat wasn't good, in fact, for it. When you have people exercise in a hot environment, it really challenged their physiology, almost as if they didn't work out at all, said one of the people in the study. By taking small samples of muscle tissue from their subjects, the researchers have discovered that working out in the cold helps fight obesity, helps fight diabetes, and helps fight the aging process. So work out, and the Defense Department has learned from this study, by the way, they're training soldiers now in the cold rather than the hot. And I would think, though, in terms of, I mean, where most of the soldiers are going now are the Middle East where it's hot, you've got to get yourself ready for that. But if you expect to build yourself up, that's the point here. You won't do it in the heat. They're continuing their testing, but that's the overall summation of what's going on. Work out where it's cool and not where it's hot. All right, Good Day Health, Dr. Ken Kronos, Doug Steffen. I was reading a magazine the other day on the plane, and the headline in the magazine is 7 years of conventional medical training, this is written by a doctor, made me highly effective in the ER, but short on preventative wisdom and gentler therapies. Maybe homeopathy was it. This is entitled, the article is about homeopathy and whether it works or it doesn't work. But I wonder, you know, thinking about what you've said about what you learned in school, you're good at one thing, but don't you have to be good doctors at all kinds of things when it comes to the body?
Yes, as professionals, we have to continuously retrain ourselves, re-educate ourselves. I have evolved into a cardiovascular preventionist. Mm-hmm. And when I was at the University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine and Medical School, 1970s to early 80s, that didn't even exist. Mm-hmm. And now there are departments in cardiology sections at Penn, at Harvard, at Stanford, but they didn't even exist back when I was a student. So you have to educate yourself.
Yeah. Well, there are a lot of different things around in the marketplace, but your body is complicated, and so are sometimes the fixes for things when they go haywire. It's not a simple take an aspirin, go to bed, and call me in the morning. Not that it ever was, but certainly not these days. Food for thought. Dr. Ken Kronos. Good Day Health Time is 10 before the hour.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
You are a mighty fortress of self-reliance. Your bike has the power of 1,000 horses.
With accident forgiveness and total loss coverage, the two of you are invincible. Like an oatmeal raisin cookie in a bulletproof vest.
Protect your bike with the number one motorcycle insurer and hit the road with ease. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Number one in motorcycle insurance from 2014 Millward Brown National Survey data.
Alan Taylor here, and I wanted to share the news with you about the new Haynes Manuals Online. They're the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information, and they now offer online manuals that are formatted to fit all electronic devices. With Haynes Manuals Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual, but with so many added features that help you get the job done right. I ordered one for my car and access it right through my tablet. There are now over 180 Haynes Manuals Online available covering cars, trucks, and motorcycles. You can order yours today at Haynes.com. Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about 10 bucks a month to join, so even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it. Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel cost, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Three past the hour now as we continue our adventure learning about our health and our bodies. Dr. Ken Kronhaus with some more information as he regularly checks all of the journals of medicine so you can understand what the studies are saying. He sort of simplifies them because there are a lot of simple people who need simple explanations, right? I'm one of them. I don't want a lot of gobbledygook. Bring me to the bottom line. So there are a number of things this week, it looks like, Ken, that you've studied.
Lots.
That focus on fat people, obesity, how to lose weight, that sort of thing. So let's start with that study that finds that we are, I don't know, this is news. Doesn't everybody know we have an over-fat, is it a pandemic? Is it that bad? I guess
well,
it is.
Well, it's how we describe over-fat. We've been thinking about looking at the scale, 10, 20 years ago, that's what we did. Now we look at this thing called BMI, since Obamacare, Body Mass Index. And the newest idea is this over-fat index. And what you want to do is know your waist and your height. And if your waist is more than half of your height, you're over-fat. And this means you can hide fat throughout the body and you can be at normal weight, normal BMI. And this fat, especially in the belly, can be very dangerous and it can lead to heart attacks, strokes, diabetes. So even with a normal BMI and weight, you can have a problem.
All right. So let's practically do the math here. And I won't take Victoria and Carol. I'll take myself because I don't want them. They both have beautiful bodies and I will not focus on them. I'm 5'8 and my waist is 34. So how do we...
Well, how many inches would that be? So that would be 58.
34 inches.
That would be 68 inches. 68
right.
inches.
Yeah.
So you're
my
right there.
My waist is exactly half.
Right. So you're not over half. So you're not over fat and you're not among the 90% of adult men in America and half of the females and children who are over fat.
Hmm. Overfat. That's a new term. I don't remember
That's
hearing
correct.
That term before.
It's I'm bringing you the newest.
The newest. Overfat. There we go. I'm going to hold on to that one. All right. Next item has to do with sort of the same thing, obesity. And as we tend to always think in terms of ourselves, But in this case, it's not just about America and Americans. But we are the fattest, apparently, right?
We are the fattest
in the world.
Yeah. We're the fattest. The Americans and the Chinese have the highest number of obese adults.
Chinese, really?
Yes. In this,
they become westernized quickly. We fix them.
Abundance of energy-dense food and lack of exercise.
Yeah. The Chinese, most Asians are very slim.
Exactly. Okay. I was surprised also that this is New England Journal of Medicine this morning.
Huh. So the Chinese are becoming fat. I'll get at them one way or another. Okay. Next item, the way to get away from being overfat or obese is to have a good breakfast, it looks like.
Journal of Nutrition this month. Doug, making breakfast your biggest meal of the day may be key to a healthier weight. This was a 7-year study. It reveals that not skipping breakfast and having a larger meal at breakfast time, it was associated with a decrease in body mass index. So a large breakfast suggests a person is less likely to snack between meals and to stick to a proper meal plan.
I eat all morning. While I'm on the air, I eat fruit and yogurt all through the course of the morning, and then I'll have what amounts to a breakfast at about noontime, and then don't eat again until the end of the day.
And that's why you're not fat.
Well, but the definition of a big breakfast, some people, they go to IHOP and they have 3 waffles. That's a big breakfast.
That's not the best choices. They're over fat.
Yeah, right, okay.
So you're not.
Eating healthy stuff. That's it. I don't want to be preachy. You make your own choices.
A lot of healthy stuff at the beginning of the day.
Yeah. All right. Good. There's a word to the wise. All right. As far as your health is concerned, Ken's got the underscore when it comes to keeping blood flowing through your body to make your body healthy as it can be. Super beats the answer. How's it work?
Absolutely. This is Nobel Prize winning research. 1998 got the Nobel Prize. Nitric oxide, the third important gas in the body. Your body needs to continuously make nitric oxide. The red blood cells carry oxygen, and they also carry nitric oxide, and they release the nitric oxide first to help the blood vessels open up to let the oxygen through. You need the building blocks, and Neo40 is one way to get it, and the Super Beats is to get a big boost of nitric oxide. Avoid those high caffeinated beverages and that midday slack.
800-655-4183. Get your first order, including a 30-day supply free of Super Beats, at 800-655-4183. So says Dr. Ken.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Did you know heart disease is the number one killer of people with type 2 diabetes? I'm State Representative Karen Boback from Pennsylvania. Nearly 29 million Americans have diabetes, and many don't even know they have a higher risk for heart disease. In fact, people with diabetes are 2 to 4 times more likely to have a heart attack, heart failure, stroke, or even die. If you have diabetes, please talk to your doctor about screening for heart disease. Learn more by visiting womeningovernment.org.